The University of Alaska Board of Regents meets in Juneau today and tomorrow. Today's agenda includes an update from UA President Jim Johnson on the university's Strategic Pathways, a downsizing initiative. It calls for dissolving the schools of education in Fairbanks and Anchorage and consolidating the program in Juneau. But UA spokesperson Roberta Graham says concerns raised by the Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities has resulted in a new plan, which keeps students, faculty, and staff in Anchorage and Fairbanks.
There will still be one College of Education. It will still be headquartered at the University of Alaska Southeast with one executive dean.
Graham adds the move will still trim jobs and streamline operations.
The colleges themselves would be dissolved, and the deans essentially at those two campuses would go away.
Regents will also hear about the university's compliance with a voluntary resolution agreement with the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. Graham says there is a new scorecard showing steps made by each UA campus to meet Title IX requirements.
That scorecard now reflects new information that both support the complainants and the respondents in Title IX cases.
Regents will also consider President Johnson's performance and compensation package.